So just here, Michael Chesham, last year's campaigns officer for UCL Students Union, and current, I suppose, national campaign organiser for the Anti-Cuts Coalition. So, Michael, give us an overview of what's happening today, why you're here, and explain to us, I suppose, what the big issue, how are we going to solve the issue about reversing the cuts for students that are brought back in and the tuition fee rises by the Con Dáil government?
Today is about turning the energy and the anger of last year and what was the biggest and still is the biggest student movement since the 1960s into a serious, sustainable political movement. We're not politically naive, and we know that if we want to beat fee rises, which are a threat to social mobility and social justice, and they're also a threat to the nature of education as a public service, in particular, we have to derail the government's higher education white paper, which is an explicit attempt to privatise higher education. And what today is about is firstly putting that back on the map, and secondly setting the tone for what will be an autumn of resistance for the whole of anti-cut struggles. So you'll see the biggest strike action since 1926. You'll see several more days of action with the Occupy movement. You'll see another student day of action on the 23rd of November. And essentially this demonstration, the numbers here, and there are tens of thousands here, sets the tone for what is about to become probably one of the most significant political movements in modern British history.
And back home in Ireland, the Students' Union back there and the trade unions don't really have very good links, and you're facing the same situation whereby there's not going to be another political election for at least 2 years here in England, 5 years back home. Do you view that as your only way of effecting change to the government, is working with the trade unions, or do you see there's something else?
I think the trade unions are probably the most important connection for us to make. We're not averse to getting involved in the parliamentary process. It just so happens that those involved in the parliamentary process aren't that interested in getting involved in us. Personally, I have problems with parliamentary democracy. Of course, if we could win votes in parliament, we would try. But this government has nothing to offer students but insults and threats. And so direct action is going to be the way it goes. And, political change happens because people come back and try again, and they come back and try again on clear political principles. That's what we're doing today, and that's what we'll continue to do. And it doesn't matter to me if David Cameron gives a little laugh over dinner and says, "Oh, silly students." I don't care what David Cameron thinks. We're here to build a movement for the future.